From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. Edward Uranian has more.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun indicated that Hariri's office had called him from outside Lebanon to relay the news of his resignation. Commentators on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV stressed that Hariri's resignation speech was made from the Saudi capital Riyadh and that it had regional implications. In his speech, Hariri accused both Iran and its Lebanese proxy militia Hezbollah of creating discord in the country as well as across the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A sea of umbrellas lined the streets of Bilbao Saturday as hundreds protested against Spanish direct rule in Catalonia and the imprisonment of the nine members of ousted President Carlos Puigdemont's sacked cabinet on Thursday. Arnaldo Otegi is the leader of the Basque pro-independence party at Bildu. He says Catalonia has begun a new era where jailed Catalan political prisoners now exist, and their president is under an European arrest warrant. Madrid implemented Article 155 of Spain's constitution October 27th, taking over control of the region's government in response to the declaration of independence by Catalonia's parliament. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward one of the kingdom's major international airports on the outskirts of its capital, Riyadh. Melissa Melton has the story.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The World Health Organization says an outbreak of pneumonic plague in Madagascar appears to be slowing. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The normal plague season of September to April causes about 400 cases of the disease. But this year, the WHO says more than 1,800 suspected cases resulting in 127 deaths were reported in the three-month period from August through late October. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says that is an unusually large number of cases in such a short period of time.
While this declining trend in new plague cases and reduction in hospitalization due to plague is encouraging, WHO expects more cases of plague to be reported from Madagascar until the typical plague season ends in April 2018.
He says finding and treating active cases of the plague, identifying people who have come in contact with an infected person, following up, and providing antibiotic treatment is important. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China passed a new law in September mandating up to 15 days in police detention for those who mock the national anthem. The law also covered Hong Kong and Macau, but was not immediately given a legal basis for enforcement. However, the national anthem law has now been included in an annex of Hong Kong and Macau's basic law, or mini-constitution. California Governor Jerry Brown says dealing with climate change will not just take scientific, but religious commitment. Brown spoke Saturday at a Vatican symposium on the environment, where he said faith must join technical, scientific, and political approaches to limiting environmental devastation. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.